This is a really, really good episode of the podcast. You guys can really get a lot out of this. You have to listen to the entire thing. The ending is really, really, really important. You're not going to get the full effect of the ending unless you listen to the entire thing all the way through.
Now tuned into the motherfucking greatest.
Welcome to the Cyclone Fanatic Podcast. Your weekly look inside Iowa State, the sports scene, pop culture, and...
You know what? Forget this. When's the last time these guys ever stayed on topic?
About anything. The Cyclone Fanatic Podcast is powered by Charterhouse Real Estate. Charterhouse Real Estate is real estate redefined. Learn more about Charterhouse Real Estate on the forums of Cyclone Fanatic or charterhouseiowa.com.
It's a new beginning.
And now, please welcome your hosts, Chris Williams.
Are you not aware that I get farty and bloated with a foamy latte?
My mistake, Shackleton.
Your mistake indeed.
Mark Charter.
Because only one thing counts in this life. Get them to sign on the line which is dotted. A always B B C closing. Always be closing.
And Adam Gradham.
There is one person in every group of friends that nobody fucking likes.
Second podcast of the week. Welcome. Apparently, Mark was like adamant that we do two this week.
The only reason I was adamant is because someone got on Twitter and doubted that we actually would. And frankly, I probably don't blame him. I mean,
Colonel Linux?
We've said before that we would make up for it, and we don't. I'm like, you know what? Screw that guy. We're doing it this week. Two. And this is number two.
Number two.
Oh, man. I love it.
Oh, so you need to tell us about your son did something inappropriate to Lane Danielson, former Cyclone, great friend of the podcast, Lane Danielson. What did he do to Lane Danielson's daughter that got that entire rich neighborhood there in North Ankeny up in a roar?
All fired up. So, so a lot of people that listen to this are parents. Being a parent's tough, all right? You want to be proud of your kid all the time. You try to teach them right from wrong.
Yeah, but I think
I'll
hold my comment.
Okay, I'm not gonna bust up Seton too much. Seton's a sweet kid, you know. He's got a good heart. When he screws up, he cries immediately because he knows he screwed up. But he's just turned six. He's learning. He's learning about life.
Yeah.
And they were playing yesterday. So Seton and one of Lane's kids. I'm throwing his own children under the bus, but you know it is what it is.
Is he mine that you're telling this story?
Well, it's mostly about my kid.
Okay.
So yeah. So So basically, one of Lane's youngest daughters is over, and they're just playing in the basement, you know, having a good time.
Yeah.
And then his daughter comes up and basically says that Seton pulled down his pants and exposed himself. Full Monty, I guess.
Why?
We've talked about this in the podcast before. He does it when he gets excited.
No,
right?
He did it at school once. Thinking because he thought it'd be funny.
So this is like a trend.
Yeah, unfortunately. It's like a class clown thing. He thinks it's going to be funny.
Is he a frequent listener to the podcast?
Seton has never listened, I don't think. But
does he see you? Do you just whip it out in front of Katie and
never,
kind of be like,
never.
Look at the goods here, do
never.
A little helicopter?
So I don't know. I don't know where he's getting it from. But apparently he did it, and we didn't witness it. But, you know,
Did she cry?
She didn't cry, but she came up and immediately told us. Which is good.
Yeah, good for her.
And my wife rained hell on Seton quick on that one. The whole, like, you never do that to a woman or a lady or a girl, whatever she said. And Seton, again, cries immediately and feels terrible about it and says, I thought it would be funny. And, like, so I told him if he keeps doing it, he's going to get arrested, which...
You're going to go to jail.
Which isn't true. I said if I did it, I would go to jail. So then we had the discussion, why would I go to jail? And I said, well, that's just not what you do. But to make the lesson we're trying to teach him here, like, sink in, you've got to do some things that are memorable. So hopefully the next time this stupid idea comes up, you won't do it. So we thought about having him go over to their house and apologize to their face, but he was already kind of beaten up about it. So we were sitting at dinner, and I recorded a video of Seton, you've seen it, sadly.
Yeah.
Telling Lane and his wife that he's sorry for pulling his pants down. And we sent that on over. And Lane appreciated that. And, you know, so hopefully we're past this phase.
None of these beat when you had to tell your father-in-law that you were making love to his daughter on the way to the airport. That's my favorite charter story ever.
I definitely did not say making love to her.
That's the best story.
I think I said having sex.
Let's do a little bit of sports here.
Did you say porking?
Yeah, that's exactly what I said.
Don't say that on the podcast. then you're going to have all these passive-aggressive text messages about people you don't even know coming your way.
Gray, what a shitster you are.
Why do you got to go there? Like, what are you doing?
I love it. By the way,
true. I tell the truth.
You just mentioned sports. I was thinking about this.
A couple of sports topics.
Okay, but I wanted to ask you this real quick if you guys saw this. Did you watch the new came out maybe 2 weeks ago, a week ago, the new Disgraced about the Baylor basketball player?
I haven't seen it yet. I'm going to watch it. I have it on DVR.
It's on Showtime, right?
Yeah.
It's on Showtime?
Yeah, I do. Because I'm still like a new Dish customer.
I forget how rich you are.
I'm a new Dish customer. I still get all those for like, I think I still have them for free, actually.
So this won't ruin it. If you haven't seen it, go watch it. But Dave Bliss was the coach of Baylor at the time. And what a dirtbag. Just a dirtbag. And if you watch this documentary, you'll see what I mean. So he basically resigns from Baylor in disgrace,
mm-hmm.
right? Because he lied. It was a cover-up. And it had nothing to actually do with the murder. He wasn't covering up a murder. But he was covering up the fact that he was paying the tuition of a player and helped him buy a car and all that stuff. Obviously, outright, he was trying to get away with that. He knew he was caught. So he resigns in disgrace. NCAA bans him for 10 years. Up until this documentary happened, he was and Chris will say this isn't sports, but he was an NAIA coach again at a university in Oklahoma.
Oh, it's sports. It's just not big time sports.
Yeah,
it's just a step up from high school.
Yeah, okay. So
is it even a step up?
Yeah.
Some high schools are better than NAIA.
Probably, that's sure. Probably true. A Christian college said Dave Bliss is a changed man. God's forgiven him, et cetera, and we're gonna hire him. And he's been their coach, I think, for 2 years. This documentary comes out, and in the documentary, there's a moment where Dave Bliss, who previously had said that the player that got murdered was a drug dealer and tried to get his players to say it was a drug dealer to explain where the money was coming from, a complete fabrication because Bliss was doing it. He had a civil suit with the kid's family, paid him, all of that stuff. It's all behind him, and then he thinks in this documentary when they're filming him that maybe they're off camera, and he starts recapping the exact same crap again. Starts saying like, he was a bad dude. He's speaking about the dead player. Oh, he was a bad dude. He was a drug dealer. And they're like, and the guys filming are like, well, the police said he wasn't. There was no evidence of it. Well, my players were saying he was and stuff, and completely going down the same rabbit hole that got him in trouble again. And ironically, what got him in trouble the first time is one of his coaches tape recorded him saying all this stuff. So this documentary comes out, and guess what happens? Dave Bliss resigns again in disgrace for a second time after saying he's a changed man, he's on the Christian speaking tour, I've learned my lesson. The guy's a complete dick, like just a selfish dick that won't admit what he did. So watch this documentary. It's fascinating. You'll walk away thinking this guy's a scumbag. There's no question about it.
Yeah, I've heard it's really good.
I love all those documentaries. They're fascinating to me.
Yeah, and it took them years to get this one done.
And nobody to this day, it was, last name was Dotson. Oh, Carlton Dotson was the player that killed.
Spoiler alert, man. I haven't seen it yet.
Jesus.
You don't need to watch it now.
This was 2003.
Recap the whole thing.
This was 2003, but nobody to this day knows why he murdered his friend and teammate. Nobody knows. He never said why he did it.
Maybe Dave Bliss. It's on to something. I don't know.
Maybe you didn't pass him the ball enough. You want to get up a couple more shots.
Maybe. Who knows? But anyway, good documentary. Check it out. But what sports do you want?
What are you going to talk about?
Well, I was going to mention the news from yesterday about Wigginton. That's good news.
Yeah.
It doesn't really mean anything, but the fact that he's a five-star makes the program look better.
Oh, yeah, I think it means something from a perception standpoint, for sure. I mean, Iowa State coaches can now go and say, hey, do you want to come play alongside a five-star point guard?
Absolutely, especially right now with as heated as recruiting is right now.
Yeah. Those coaches, it's a stressful time for them right now, isn't it?
Well.
The next month, are they even at home?
No, not really. Well, yeah, because a lot of these guys will be in on visits.
I gotcha.
But it's definitely an important month for I wouldn't say next year. I would say the whole prom era.
Well, especially for the short term, for the next 2 years, the next month is huge for the next 2 years.
Yeah, no question.
What is the likelihood? Give me a percentage, and I think it's low. What's the likelihood that we win 20 games next season?
Well, we don't know yet because we don't know who's going
to
be on the team.
I need to see those based on
where we're at right now.
Well, where we're at right now, there's not a very good percentage, I wouldn't say.
No.
5%?
Where they're at right now, they're like an NIT team. But if
you pick up a couple pieces.
If you had two specific pieces that I have in my mind right now, then you're all of a sudden in the tournament again, I think.
I would agree. And I'm guessing you're thinking Shakir Justin and you're thinking Brown?
Either Brown or even Edwards. I think Brown's better for next year. I think Edwards is probably the – because you get him for 2 years. He's a long-term play.
Yeah. What about Al Stork. He'd be a huge game.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
He looks like a dude.
Like I'm hoping his name's not Al Dork.
He's a player, too. Yeah, I mean, the thing about it, and it's just, you know, I'm like a broken record with this, but the transfer market's just so much more competitive than it was when Fred started doing this, and it's hard for a lot of people to grasp how competitive it is. But, man, if you look at the offer list that these guys – I mean, like with Brown, they're up against Oregon, Gonzaga,
Northwestern. Seriously, though, what have those teams done lately?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And he's from Orange County.
Oh, okay.
So it's like I have my doubts that
young man – you don't want to experience an Iowa winner? Come on.
He's from Orange County, California. He's played in New Mexico. And he can go to Gonzaga or Oregon or Iowa State.
I mean, I think the only thing that we can sell him on is fans, honestly.
Fans and playing right away. And
you know, fans.
Legacy.
Hey, man, you'll be loved in
Big 12
house and all of that stuff.
I think Big 12
the
is
conference.
Sale over Gonzaga. I mean,
yeah, the conference definitely
I don't
helps.
Know. It probably is, but my point is that guy grew up in – California and is living in New Mexico. Like, the Big 12 doesn't really resonate a lot.
You were calling out people for being stupid, Williams, for knocking the transfer game that happens
they
every
are.
Single year.
If you, like, make fun of programs for going for transfers, you're stupid.
Yeah.
Like, you're dumb if you're not in that market. It's just dumb.
I'd agree.
I mean, like, you can't – it's not taboo anymore. Everybody who's anybody does it. Mm-hmm. Mike Krzyzewski takes them. Gonzaga takes them. Oregon takes them. Everybody takes transfers. Yeah. If you're not doing that, you're limiting your program.
Well, it's simple. If the player's going to help your team and you can take him, you take him.
And I know Iowa State fans want nothing but stud transfers, but even Kansas's and Dukes, they will take a transfer knowing that this guy's not going to be anything more than a bench player. But we need a bench player.
Yeah, not everybody can average 20 a game.
I mean, last year, how nice would it have been to bring someone off the bench to score 6 points, get 6 rebounds? We didn't have anybody. Bowie at the last 2 weeks – but before that, nobody stepped up for Iowa State.
Yeah. I mean, and that's the one thing I can tell you is that I know that this staff and talking to them, you know, off the record and stuff, they're not going to just take grad transfers just to take grad transfers anymore. No, like, they're going to take them. They don't want to roll the dice on them anymore. They want to know that they can contribute.
Well, I think grad transfers, you got to bring in studs, right? They can play right away. But I think if you get a 2 or 3 year guy to come in who's got to sit out a year, you could bring in a guy like that knowing that, hey, he might not ever play more than 15, 20 minutes in a game, but we're perfectly fine with that.
Well, yeah.
Not everyone can be.
I actually think that was the case with Nick Weiler-Babb.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody ever thought he would be.
And he may not be. We don't know.
Based off of what I saw from year one, I have my doubts. But
he's got the talent.
You see raw talent there. And
if he
pieces it together and has an offseason like Deontay did, then maybe he could elevate that.
Yeah.
But, yeah, you're right. I mean, there's all different types. And, I mean, that's the one problem Iowa State's had. They haven't had well-rounded teams. They've been, as far as scholarships, as far as the way they're pieced together, and I think they're trying to do that a little bit better. And that I don't even know whose fault that is. I mean,
I don't understand the need. Everyone always feels the need to blame somebody for where we're at.
Yeah.
I don't really.
I just think that's just kind of the way everything fell, and you had certain guys – develop, certain guys didn't.
Yep.
And this is where they're at.
We're in a better spot now than we were 7 years ago or however long when Fred took over for Greg and we had, what, 3 scholarship players returning?
Jeez.
You think about it. Remember, I always like to talk about this.
And then think about when Greg took over for Morgan, too. It was the same deal.
Remember when we used to get so excited when, like, Bo Barnes was coming on a visit? Bo Barnes.
He's the Hawaii kid, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's a cool name, though.
There's that Wilkins kid that ended up going to like Illinois State. He's from France.
Wilkins. I forgot about him. And John Wilkins.
And everyone wanted him. And I think he scored 2 points per game at Illinois State.
What about Darian Williams?
Darian Williams, yeah.
He had the same type of career out at St. John's with Abdul Massey.
Hey, is Chris, you're the news guy here. Is the Sun out of the UK, is that a legit news source or no?
Man, I don't know. I don't know the UK.
I feel like we're transitioning off right now.
I hate to ruin the surprise, but this headline.
Remember, we're recording this on.
I know. Kim Jong-un of North Korea says Kim's fate sealed. Elite U.S. Navy SEAL squad, which would be that SEAL Team 6, that killed Bin Laden, is training in South Korea to take out Kim Jong-un. Well,
good.
Apparently our surprise has been ruined because it's a headline in the paper. So, you know, he might be in hiding at this point if that's true. We're ramping up,
man,
boys.
Man, you just totally –
I just ruined it?
We had a really good basketball conversation going on.
I was getting bored.
Well, speaking of basketball and headlines,
both. Can we do this? You're the sales guy. Yeah. Mark, you're a good ideas guy. I want to do a deal where we podcast from a bar, but that bar has to pay advertising for us to go there. We're not giving free advertising to anybody anymore.
I'm with you. Every week?
No. Not every week. This is a one-time deal.
Oh.
I want to get Bloom, because Bloom and I will have these conversations over beers where we start talking about like recruits, just like you did, and it can really turn into a lot of fun.
Oh, those
are the best podcasts.
I agree. And everyone listening is probably yelling names that we're not thinking of.
Oh, yeah. There's so many great, like, I remember when this guy came on a visit. And
remember how excited we were when Dominic Buckley committed?
Dominic Buckley. He was supposed to be the point guard of the future. And then they were going to move Deontay Garrett over to the two.
Yep. Because Deontay was such a smooth shooter.
What about who was the juke? Oh, DeMarcus Phillips.
Who they took over Will Clyburn.
Yes, they did take him over Will Clyburn. That is a very real fact.
Haven't you guys learned, though, that out of all these names that you mentioned, like none of them mean squat to me, which means they never went to Iowa State, they never played, they never did anything. So either they don't come or they do come and they flame out, don't amount to a hill of beans. So, like, why do you guys get all amped up on this stuff?
Because it is the lifeblood of the program.
But like, it isn't. Because they're not in our program. They're not even doing anything.
Yeah, because they're 40 years old now. These are players we're talking about from 15 years ago.
Like,
come on.
Mark, it's like cult classic movies that are just so bad, people still talk about them.
Yeah, if you name the 30 best Cyclones in history, none of those names are on the list. So
on what list?
The list of the best players ever that have played at Iowa State.
Oh, that's the joy of it. We're talking about these guys who like fans got worked up about and they never turned out to be anything.
There's so many in
What was it, Vaughn? Who's the guy?
Ivan Chiryov?
No, Vaughn.
Rashad Vaughn.
Rashad. He's coming. He's going to be the savior.
No, he was never coming.
That turd went to UNLV.
If you had listened to Williams the whole time, that guy was never coming to Iowa State.
He was never coming to Iowa
State. Hey, Chris, was Cheek Diallo ever coming to Iowa State?
No, he was not coming to Iowa State.
People still talk about it like he was coming.
He wasn't.
Is this all just forum madness? People just get on a forum and they start a rumor and it goes from there. It's starting somewhere.
Oh, I've been reading Twitter. I've been keeping up on Twitter. I know what they're saying.
The problem is that we're in such a clickbait society where every time one of these guys, and we'll do it too, he's narrowed his list
to
8.
Don't tell him our secrets.
Narrowed his list to 8. Oh, that's a story. And like it just feeds this maniacal beast.
You know what it reminds me of? I always wonder too, is the staff leaking this to people like Williams? He talks about it. Much like agents.
Allegedly.
Leak out for their clients, he's interested in this job. He's not. But they're trying to get more money, right?
I can tell you right now that coaching staffs are actually the opposite. They don't want hype around recruits because then when they don't get them, it makes them look bad.
Yeah.
They're actually much more stealth. They want as little of recruiting information out there as
there's only one coach I can think of that really wanted the hype out there.
Yeah, don't say his name because I don't want to slander anybody, but I know you're right.
Let me ask this question.
You kind of look like him right now, by the way, if you're buzzed head.
Let me ask this question because – you said we never had a shot at Cheek or Rashad or whatever, which is...
I'm not saying they never had a shot. I'm just saying they weren't coming here.
Did we have a legitimate shot? Did we ever have a legitimate shot? And I think the answer has to do with Hoiberg to get Harrison Barnes.
Oh, yeah. That was... They had a
if
shot
If Fred
there.
Stayed, were we getting him?
Well, stayed?
No,
Fred came
no
after.
He came after.
Yeah. They were just too bad. Ultimately, he made the decision to go and win.
Yeah.
Which, who can blame him? It worked out for him.
No, his face is on their cool locker room. Okay,
because if he comes, then Greg may have stayed. And yeah.
Can I talk about the bad headline from yesterday? Since you talked headline, we're talking
sports. Sure, what do you got?
So Bill Finley, the case was dismissed. And everywhere on Facebook and Twitter, it says Bill Finley dismissed. Has been dismissed. And I'm like, what the hell? And well, then you click on it, and then it's been dismissed from.
I'll tell you why, because that was from the release.
It's a terrible release. Well,
tell you.
Yeah, terrible that release. Word dismissed in him in the same sentence looked bad.
Yeah, it looked horrible.
When I first heard it, I'm like, really?
Yeah.
They got rid of him? Nope, not even close. Not even close. I don't know what other word you could have said dismissed. The case has been
dismissed from the trial.
Removed or.
They could have just put a couple words
in the case hasn't been removed. His name has been dismissed from the case.
Yeah. What I don't understand is it was all him.
That's what I thought.
Like,
too.
If what was alleged was true, it was him doing it. So how does he get removed and the university is still there?
I don't know. I don't know the details of it, but Peterson and I were trying to figure that out yesterday. And it's a. But the fact that it says without prejudice. What that means legally is like that nobody – that's the court saying nobody should ever hold this against the guy. We're throwing his name.
It's yeah.
So my guess – and this is, I'm not a lawyer. You should ask your wife about this, actually.
She is a lawyer.
My guess is that the fact that he's been dismissed means it's probably going to be good news for the university too.
Yeah.
Because he is the
– He was the mouthpiece.
He's the defendant.
He was the one allegedly doing stuff.
Speaking of Bill Finley.
Yeah, let's segue to some Bill Finley trivia.
Do you want to hear the stupidest question in trivia history?
Yeah, I've heard about it so many times by now.
Well, a lot of people, always, haven't. So we're going to talk about it because we were there in person.
I know Billy. I know Lindsay. I've actually been in the basement with you playing with their son, Will.
Yeah. That was the night that I called for Mangino to get fired.
You did on Twitter. It was a great night.
He got fired a couple days later.
It was a great night.
Boom.
Do you know Will's middle name?
No.
No. Do you care what Will's middle name is?
Yeah, I mean,
No, you don't.
They're friends.
No, you don't care.
I mean, to say I don't care would be, I don't really care or not care.
You're not going to go out of your way to find
it out. I don't know what Cammy's middle name is, nor do I care.
Yeah, well.
I'm sorry.
It's Renee. It's beautiful. It's named after my mom.
That's actually, it's very nice.
It's gorgeous.
It just rolls off the tongue.
Beautiful. Cammy Renee.
Yep.
So I hope Billy and Lindsay listening don't get offended. But that is the dumbest question in trivia history.
So the question was they played a we were the topic of conversation or the topic of trivia at Slice House of Trivia was trios.
Yeah.
So they named two people and you had to name the third, the missing.
Well, let me ask you this. Were Billy and Lindsay both celebrities?
Yes.
And Bill was a celebrity.
Yes.
So there's three people in that room.
Out of 100 tables.
No, but here.
So you're kind of, you guys are gamblers. You're.
Here's the rub.
Rolling the dice that you have one
of
those three.
Here's the rub. Trivia should be stuff that maybe everyone in the room has a shot to know. Nobody in that room had a shot to know that. Now, they did give multiple choice.
Three people did.
But they gave multiple choice. But here's the thing. Here's where, and I previewed this last time that Rob Gray was getting ticked off.
Yeah, Rob added temper.
So Rob's very competitive, right? And so last year, not the same team, but last year the Psycho Fanatic team got third.
Yep.
And we said this year we're going to get first. Let's go for it. And we had some ringers. We got my dad out there, my brother, good friend Lawrence was there. Ross Peterson was there. Good trivia player. Gray didn't contribute worth a crap, but whatever.
Excuse me, who put the team together? Who paid for the team? I was the coach, the GM.
You didn't pay.
And the owner. My credit
you
card.
You wrote the check?
My credit card paid for the table.
Whatever.
He was reimbursed.
Okay. So we're there, and we're sailing along. Okay. 100 teams in this thing. Through round five, we're in first place. We're representing because they show the board. Cyclone Fanatic is number one.
Yeah.
Doing real, real well.
Good. Good for you guys.
Then they come out with the math category. And literally, the trivia goes away, and now we're solving math problems.
Ross appeared in my basement at about 11 o'clock on Saturday, so furious about this math category.
See, Ross hides his emotions well, because I didn't think he was that mad about it.
Well, I mean, he wasn't.
He was upset.
Ross will act like he's mad.
It was fake anger.
He'll act like he's mad, and then he'll be like, man, but they do a great job at that event. Like,
yeah.
It's one of those deals.
So
I don't think he's like really.
They don't.
He
by
doesn't
the way.
Actually get.
So the real discussion, the sound system needs a little bit of work.
Stop it.
I'll go on a rant here in a little bit.
So I'm hoping. Here's my prediction. That math category is never coming back again. Math is not trivia. It just isn't. You're either skilled at doing math, or you suck at doing math, and there's no in between.
From first place to third place. With no chance of ever coming back.
So we went 4 for 10.
So are you insinuating? I asked Ross this on the radio. Are you insinuating there's one of two things here?
Yeah.
Because everybody had the same questions, correct?
Correct. Right.
Are you insinuating that the winning team knew the math category was coming, or are you just saying like, well, you know, we just aren't very good at math, and it's now, BS because it shouldn't have been a category.
Now, I've heard mixed reports on this that – does an outside firm come up with the questions for this event?
I actually believe so, yeah. Yes. I think so, yeah.
So, but no way the outside firm came up with that Bill Finley question. Yeah. I mean, that doesn't make any sense at all. So Iowa State would have said, we got a video montage of the Finleys we're going to show. We need a question related to them. No, the math question just, it didn't fit. It didn't fit what they were doing. It just wasn't trivia. I mean, we got scratch paper. We're out there trying to do literal math equations. That's not only is it not trivia, it's not fun. There's no fun in that.
The hard part is you're on a timer, right? So you have to get done quick. The problem was Mark says, hey, my brother Eric, accountant 4.0 student, just sit back, let him do his thing. So I sit back there. I'm having a conversation. I don't even remember who was at our table at the time, but I'm having a conversation. We get done. I think we're going to go 10 for 10. 4 out of 10, Williams. It's my fault, though.
I needed to put together
a team, a well-rounded team, and we obviously had some holes, and that's on me.
It took the wind out of our sails. But the other point about the group that wins, which is, I don't know all the names. You seem to know more than names. But they're sports information guys. They work at Iowa State. There's a much, much better chance that someone in that group actually knew the middle name. You know, they work with the guy. I mean, they had a chance to know the middle name. So that question, and of all the questions, that was the one that was skewed towards them. Maybe not on purpose. But that one was definitely skewed towards those guys.
I could tell when trivia got done because I was at St. Baldrick's, and then all of a sudden I had like 6 text messages from people who were at that table.
None for me.
So Rob Gray was pissed. Rob Gray was pissed about the math in general.
Did he throw a fit?
No, he didn't throw a fit. You could just tell he was visibly.
He flipped the table over.
He was visibly upset. He thought,
went up and just knocked down the pyramid.
Because I do think we would have.
He got in Sipker's face and started yelling at Sipker like it was Sipker's fault.
Without the math category, we would have won or been within a question of winning. And the frustrating thing is like the Yankees when they were dominant. The same team wins this thing every year. Every year. You know, so I don't know. Plus, I don't like the fact they hide themselves off in the corner. You know, bring your winning ways out into the light where we can all see you.
Okay, here.
You know, put a little pressure on yourself. You're the best team. Get in the middle where everybody can see you. We were in the middle, by the way.
It seems like
a rivalry is blooming here.
I would love it.
Although you can't be rivals unless you beat them.
I would love it.
Yeah, right now we're the Utah Jazz.
Yeah. I mean, you're not Jordan's rival. You got to beat him.
We're also Rans, but I'm okay with that. Yeah.
Here's the truth. The questions are stupid. They're way too hard. Only about 5 tables truly knows as a good idea.
If they were all easy, then it wouldn't be fun.
I'm not even saying easy. It's at least have one category be Iowa State related in some fashion.
They always have a category that's Iowa, the state of Iowa related. They had that. My best win of the night was there was one question all night where I was the only one at the table to know it. And those are the ones that make you feel good.
Which one was that one?
I knew the name of the Sherpa guide that led Sir Edmund Hillary up Everest. I knew his name. Somehow. Tenzing Norgay.
How stupid of a question is that?
I knew that.
Charter knew it.
I knew it.
It's obviously not that. I don't think there's anything stupid about it. You have to be smart to know that.
I bet you were one of two people that got that.
My father knew the state motto of Iowa. I had no clue.
I miss the days when it was just you and me and Tron and his wife, and we all just got blasted.
And we would be the 90th.
And we would have way more fun, and people didn't care.
See, but the times have changed now. But unfortunately,
that's what we're doing next year.
Screw
this.
See, that's the thing, though. Like, we're screwed. I would love to get my dad and brother and Ross back there, but we don't even have a table.
Nope.
We just get
table.
Invited to your table.
Well, hey,
not anymore.
You could work that out with the deal you're working on right now.
A free table.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, I could.
Yeah,
that's pretty sweet.
Yep.
I bet I could arrange that. No, that thing, if Iowa State, well, they're never going to do this, but who's in charge of stuff up there? Who am I talking
to
right now?
That would be Marissa Griffin. Griffith, I think, is the one that does it. Or maybe I shouldn't say her name here. I don't know.
I think she's, no, if anybody has played, has emailed with her.
All right, so Marissa, if you're the one.
I hated not being able to go this year. I missed out on the free gift.
Here's the thing.
The shirts?
We get shirts this year?
Yeah, long sleeve shirts.
They're nice, actually. I kind
of
like them.
But tell me why this wouldn't work. Marissa, okay, it's always the day of the spring game. I totally get that. What would prevent Iowa State from doing this a second night week later?
You don't want to do that.
There's enough demand to fill it.
Doesn't matter. The exclusivity of it is what makes it special. If everybody can get in, then it's not as
big. It's still not everybody.
I disagree. As a marketer, they're doing it perfect. Where there's like
I think it's creating a crap load of frustration among Iowa State fans.
Oh, stop.
It is.
If somebody's getting that, then you need to get a life if you're that frustrated.
It's the event.
They do the lottery every year. They've got.
It's the event of the Cyclone calendar. Would you agree? Other than games. I'm not talking about games, football, basketball.
Absolutely.
Games. This is the biggest event of the year. And you've got a crap load of Iowa State fans that would love to do it, and they're told they can't. That's not good. If you had a second night, so now you have 200 tables instead of 100, you're still going to have a lot of people that want in and can't.
Sorry, but
you're helping a lot more people.
Get an in.
And a lot more money.
Right?
Why is
be
Iowa
better.
St- I'm, yeah, I'm with,
get
I'm
on
with
our
Gray.
Level.
Why is Iowa State doesn't want the money? It brings in a lot of dough.
I bet if they did it that way, they couldn't ask as much for the money.
I bet they could.
Here's my question. At what point, Williams, will you be a celebrity on this?
I don't know.
McIntyre's a celebrity for crying out loud.
Bloom is like openly campaigning.
Yeah, Bloom's pissed.
I don't get it. I would much rather sit at the table with you guys and drink than have to like go around to strangers all night.
Yeah,
like, especially because half the tables probably hate you.
I know. I wouldn't want to be one.
Bloom qualifies. Your good friend Walters was at our table. John Walters came by.
I get Walters every year.
Heft is a celebrity.
We had Coach Heacock.
Williams qualifies.
I was grilling him on some questions, by the way.
I'm sure he was just like, God, get me out of this.
No, table. He loved me, I think. We'll see.
Adam's like, what do you think is going to be the fourth string defensive end on the scout team?
So
next
tell
year?
Me, why is it that you like to run the 4-2-5 defense?
Can you give me your philosophy against the spread? Against a mobile quarterback. Thanks.
When are you guys comfortable?
I'll hang up and listen.
When are you guys comfortable making a commitment, by the way, to get Bloom on this thing? It's been 2.5 years.
We offered, but he said yes, but he was too late. We got Lawrence instead.
He ducks us. I mean, there's no
Bloom
question
has
about
a,
it.
In his defense, he has a full-time job that he's at during the day.
That's not really a defense. I mean, no. You just take a long lunch and get your butt over here. So,
I hear him and Jared are doing a NBA preview podcast.
Are they?
Yeah. I bet it never sees the light of day.
No, I'll make sure it does.
I like how Williams is really in charge of this Fanatic thing.
No, they are. I think they're actually doing it in my basement tomorrow night.
Well, we did it in your basement a couple years ago.
Well, yeah, you did.
That was Bloom's fault.
Hey-o.
Hey!
Bloom is the engineer, the Cyclone Radio Network, and pulls off every game every year for football, all these different locations, and he couldn't simply record a podcast in my basement.
Yeah.
Don't blame me.
It was probably the best podcast that we've ever done.
That scares me, dude. Now you're telling me that Bloom, that can't record a podcast, and the rookie that definitely can't record a podcast are doing one together?
We recorded it yesterday.
So plan to not hear anything. Cyclone
5 minutes,
fans.
He's setting it up, and it sounds awful. I'm like, Jared, what are you doing? I've done this now for 2 months. I've never had an issue. Why can I not hear? Like, why is this?
What was wrong?
Still don't know. It ended up being fine.
All right,
I feel bad.
We're at 31 minutes
for the sensitive young man.
No,
keep trying, Jared.
2 podcasts in 1 week. You guys, you know what? You're welcome.
Spoiled. That's what they are.
You're damn welcome.
Spoiled. I love it.
Later, guys.